All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, with my guest, Michelle Delacrosse. I want to remind everybody, before I get back to my guest, my website is www.theamericanawakening.org. I'm taking this coral calcium that Bob Barefoot sent me, and feeling better, folks. I'd advise you to go in there and buy a bottle for yourself. It makes you feel pretty good. Also, if you haven't already, get a copy of Randy Weaver's book. Got an order for that today, or actually Saturday, from Don in Oregon. Thank you, Don. And he also sent me a newspaper that I might get into a little bit either today or tomorrow. Michelle Delacrosse's website is www.maia.com, Mothers Against Illegal Aliens. Oh, it's mothersagainstillegalaliens.org. Is that correct, Michelle? Yes, okay. I'm sorry about that. Yes. Okay, let's go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Dave in Long Island. Dave, you're on with Michael and Michelle. Go ahead.
I'm an anti-illegal alien activist from Long Island, New York, and I want to thank you for your work, Michelle. And I want to say that you fall into a special category. You're one of the few, like myself, who, in addition to taking on the illegal aliens and older advocates, we had to take on, prior to 2006, another category of people, the BWIs. The Bush-worshipping idiots. These are the people that from 2000 to 2006, whenever you'd mention illegal aliens, it's not Bush's fault, and they'd blame it on everything. I'm neither a Democrat or a Republican, by the way. I'm an independent. I'm an independent. But they would blame it on everything from the Big Bang, the creation of the universe, everything but Bush. And you're one of the few who stood up and say, wait a minute, Bush is the president. It's his job to enforce it. You're one of the few who stood up and said, a rhino Republican who's pro-illegal alien is no better than a Democrat. And that was very bold prior to 2006. Now everybody's got the message because it's sort of inescapable. You know what I mean?
You sound like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, you were one of the few who stood up to that and said it is Bush's fault, and you would not let people distract you away, and so you're in that special category. Only a handful of people were doing that prior to 2006.
Well, a lot more are doing it now.
Well, I think it's inescapable now, you know what I mean? But somebody had to start that ball rolling, because like I said, whenever you said, well, I used to say they're talking about Congress enforcing laws. I said, you got to be kidding. Legislators make laws. Executives enforce laws. Mm-hmm. Illegal aliens are already illegal. Otherwise, they wouldn't be called illegal aliens. So we don't need no new laws. All we need is a real president who will enforce the existing laws. There were mass deportations in 1929. There were mass deportations in 1954. So I thank you for your work, and that was a bold step at the time. Good going.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I don't know if you ever caught me on Neil Cavuto, but I ended up cutting up my voter's registration card.
I did catch you, and that's another thing. You know, a lot of people, they go on the air, and these advocates will come on and steamroll them. But you will not let them steamroll you. You come right back at them. And I always say you should be like a national spokesman for the movement because you have the right attitude.
You don't let
people talk over you. You don't let these steamrollers come out and steamroll. Some people go on our side, they open their mouth, the other side immediately steamrolls them.
Mm-hmm.
Not you. You have the right attitude, and you should be the national spokesman for this.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that so much.
Okay, take care.
Take care, you too. Don't stop what you're doing. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Dave. By the way, I wanted to add not only Bush, but the rest of this hijacked outlaw government.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't forget that we ended up going in front of John Kyle's office. Remember that? That was my big gig here in Phoenix. We had about 300 people when Kyle was trying to pass that amnesty bill, remember?
Uh-huh.
We had the big rally right outside of Kyle's office, and he got the message that the American people here in Phoenix were really a little peed off with him. He lied to us, and he got re-voted in as a senator for Arizona, and then he goes and takes the spot of John McCain and furthers the Kennedy-McCain bill. So we were not happy. It doesn't matter if it's the president, if it's Senator McCain, if it's Senator Kyle, whether it's Lindsey Graham, whichever one of these senators or congressmen or representatives that are on your state, local, or federal level, you go out there, you protest in front of their offices. Don't be afraid. These people work for you.
Absolutely. And if they're not going to do the wishes and the will of the American people, they need to be voted out. Okay, listen, I've got Richard in Alabama coming up after the break. Richard, I'm sorry to keep you holding. We've got a break coming up, and then I'll go right to you. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my passionate guest, Michelle Delacrosse. Be right back. We got more.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and so is Michelle LaCrosse, my guest today. Now, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on with Michael and Michelle. Go ahead.
Michael and Michelle, the situation is much worse than you can ever imagine because you are stateless. You have no citizenship in any nation. It's all been stripped away from you, and now you're citizens of something called United States Incorporated, which is bankrupt and is being administered by the United Nations and the International Monetary Fund. You have no citizenship, but these Mexicans, any of them, if they were smart, would go straight to the consulate and get identity papers to prove they are Mexican citizens, and there's... And if they're smart, they'll always deny they were born in Mexico and just say, I was born in the USA, and many of them are. And just the fact that you're not white gives you an opportunity to go to the consulate of your father's 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 ancestry and get citizenship in that nation. And it's well understood that you can go to South Africa. If you're black, you can go to South Africa. And if you've got money, you for about $500, you can buy a legitimate South African driver's license and a legitimate South African passport, come back to America, live here free of all of the driver's license harassment. And the same will be true eventually of every nationality. That's true now of China. It's true of Japan, and it's true of Mexico. And more non-white nations will offer ID at their consulates until the white minority will be politically similar to the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip under United Nations administration and policed by a bunch of Israeli mercenaries.
Richard, have you done that?
What?
Have you gone outside?
I'm white. I can't.
Okay. No. I tell you what. There's truth in what you say because I know my wife is of Scottish descent, and she does not have an American driver's license or an Arizona driver's license, and she's been pulled over for God knows what all 11 times, and she's only been ticketed once. They've let her go 10 times because she didn't possess a driver's license. It's only when you give up your right to drive for the privilege that now you fall into their system. So I know where you're coming from. Michelle,
hang on to that Scottish driver's license, never give it up, and never take U.S. citizenship.
Well, Richard, the problem with her is she cannot. She's in an immigration process, and I don't want to get off topic here, but she's in an immigration process, and she's in their system, fighting just to get a green card. And, ultimately they are threatening to deport her unless she pays up again. So that's a whole other issue. But, no, I understand where you're coming from. Michelle, do you want to comment at all?
Not really. This isn't my forte.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your input, Richard, and I take heed in what you're saying, and I do agree with a lot of what you've said, okay? And I understand that because I've watched it firsthand with what's going on here. What we need to do is address this, as Michelle had mentioned, with the amount of these illegals that are coming over the border and the preferred status that they are being given is at the expense of American citizens. And we have to fight back at this because we're losing.
For it. Ultimately, we are paying for this. Our dollar is being reduced. Look at Canada. I think our dollar is equal to theirs now. I mean, our money value is going down. And, our country, look at it. We are getting bankrupt here. We are fighting literally for our lives. It's as though we're in a pool and we don't have a life preserver and we're just trying to keep above water. And we have to do something about 30 million to 40 million illegal aliens continuously having more children in America. We only have so much water. We only have so many resources. We cannot keep building schools and building schools. We are not the endless source of brand new facilities. I mean, there's going to come a time when all this ends. I mean, people have to realize that, recycling is one thing, but having something new constantly, there's nothing wrong with having something old, working with what you have and building from that. Americans, and I mean, I'm probably just as guilty as anyone else, we're so used to grabbing for something new, or if we don't like a pair of shoes or a pair of pants, you throw them to the side, you buy a new pair of pants, you go to Walmart or Costco, there's piles and piles of clothes. I mean, we have to realize our country, we're very lucky to have what we have, but there will be a time where we'll have so many people and then we're going to be without. And what will we do? What will the people do when there's so many people and the resources aren't there?
They haven't been trained to know what to do, Michelle.
That is our problem.
Are you still with me, Richard? Is Richard still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I just want to know if you wanted anything.
Hi, Richard. We're not trying to beat up
here. You wind Michelle up and let her go, I tell you. Anything else you want to add, Richard?
Well, you're just underestimating the problem. You're stateless.
No, you stripped your citizenship. Okay, Richard, I'm not underestimating the problem. I know what you're saying, is true. I know that, okay?
If you don't mind me interrupting here real quick. Richard, I understand what you're saying, and I can tell you're a man that's been around, that's been seeing what's going on, and you're telling it the way it is, and you are absolutely right. Our country, we don't have just an immigration problem. We have a global problem because our country has gotten us into some global mess. Right now, you look at the illegal alien guys that murdered and raped those two girls in Texas, and the one guy's on death row, and our president wants to possibly get him off of death row. Where did his case go? It went to the world court. Mm-hmm. The world court then sent it back to our Supreme Court, and for them to reconsider it. Americans need to wake up and listen to what I just said, because when our Supreme Court is getting orders from a world court, we have something vastly wrong, because our country's one nation under God. We're supposed to have our Supreme Court that governs the rules of this nation. No other court is supposed to do that, and now there's a world court. We have to pay attention to this, and you're absolutely right. There's something vastly wrong. It's not just immigration. Immigration is just like an onion with many layers, and immigration is just illegal immigration, and legal immigration is just one layer, and it's probably the layer that they knew that would get a lot of attention from the people to focus off of the bigger issue, which is that our country is trying to get us into some huge global arena, which they're actually succeeding in, but the American people need to be vigilant. We need to keep talking, and I thank God for the people that know what's going on like you that can keep talking to people.
Right, and Richard knows as well as I do that is a task of paramount importance, and it's very difficult because, Richard, I know you'll agree with me, the majority of Americans, although they're waking up, they're dumbed down, mind-numbed, propagandized, and a lot of people are just too lazy and want to leave it up to somebody else to do it. Even some of the ones that are awake would rather just leave it up to the next person to do it.
You know what you have, though? Our country loved it when the women went to work, because now you have women working, the husbands are working, the children go off to daycare or to school. Who has time to watch the news? Who has time to look at what's happening in their neighborhood when everybody's at work? This is perfect. Our government loved when women went back to work. And I'm all for equal rights and equal pay, don't get me wrong. But when you have everybody out of the house working, making money, paying taxes, all the government is doing is getting more and more money. There's less and less time being spent listening to the radio or listening to politics. How many people can make phone calls to your congressman during the day when everybody's tied up at work? Nobody's paying attention to what's happening in Washington. And that's how we've lost control.
Well, right, but it was by design.
Absolutely.
Michelle. Sure. I mean,
and
they did that deliberately.
Richard's trying to say. I think that's what Richard's trying to say, that this is more than just an immigration problem. Is that correct, Richard?
Perceive is despair. People just look around and they look at the situation and they know, figure, well, voting doesn't do any good, and what can we do? Rebel? Well, no, I don't think we can.
Why can't we rebel, Richard? I wonder why you think that you can't. I mean, our forefathers did that to protect this nation. Why don't you think it can happen again to protect this nation?
You can't rebel because if we rebel, they'll treat us like they treated the Serbs. They'll say, oh, this is a racial issue, this is racial bigotry, and the white racists are trying to take over their country, and we can't allow that. Let's go in with some peacekeepers and take their country away from them.
Well, let me ask
Okay, go ahead, Michelle, go ahead.
Well, what I'm wondering that when the civil rights movement came back, I mean, not for the black civil rights, but I mean, we had civil rights, when I talk about civil rights, when the people who were the real people of America fought in the Revolutionary War, they were fighting for the rights of the people of this country. I'm sure that there was a third of the people wanted them to do that, a third didn't, and another third just probably hid their heads in the sand. And they probably were called racist or any word that at that time would have tried to silence them. The reality is, in my opinion, is that the American people can't be afraid to fight what's theirs. This is our country. These are our laws, and this is our Bill of Rights. And if we don't fight to keep it, that's how we're going to lose it.
Well,
right. Go ahead,
people,
Richard.
People can't be afraid.
We're losing in the maternity ward, that's for certain.
You're absolutely right, and that's why I've started my organization. We are absolutely losing in that regard right now. But it's only because we're being forced to pay for these children that don't belong here.
Yep.
Well, freedom isn't free, okay? Freedom was just a blinking light in this country for a little over 100 years. And what these people do not realize, these dumbed-down, mind-numbed Americans, is that, you know, they think, there's a lot of people in these generations now that are coming up thinking that, well, you know, our forefathers fought for our freedom. And that's what they're being taught, is that we're free and we can enjoy the attributes for being free. But what they don't understand is that freedom comes at an expense. You have to be vigilant. You have to watch what this government is doing, or they will take it away from you. And that's what this country, the people of this country have lost. They think that all they have to do is, you know, shop at Walmart and go out and buy a new SUV, and they attribute their freedom to how much money they have in the bank. And that isn't the case at all. And I didn't start waking up, and I'll share this with both of you. I used to be one of those people. I only woke up a couple of years ago, and I used to be on that treadmill, and I used to have boats and airplanes and lake cottages and all that stuff that they want you to have. And it wasn't until I gave all that stuff up that I realized that this is not a system in which we live, or which we should live. This is a system in which they want us to live that keeps us as slaves. I'll be back in 3. Sorry to go off on a diatribe. Yeah, have you got anything else, Richard? You want to... All right, we'll let Richard go. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Michelle De La Cruz. Be back in 3 with a little bit more diatribe here. Stick with me.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Michelle De La Cruz. I want to make a quick announcement. This is a short segment coming up at the bottom of the hour. And by the way, the phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. But we've got the we've got scheduled maintenance by our internet service provider sometime tonight between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. And the website will go down for about an hour, so don't freak out, folks. If you get on there, if you're a really, really late night person, you see it go down, don't think there's any major problems because it's just scheduled maintenance. With that, Michelle, I was talking about, you know, participating, and, you know, I found that since I woke up and since I unloaded all these, quote, things, and I do as little as I can to even participate in this system, that if everybody were to do that, wake up your neighbors, friends, and relatives, and in fighting back, we don't necessarily have to fight back by picking up a gun. You can fight back by not getting on an airliner. You can fight back by not shopping at Kmart. You can fight back by not participating in, you know, with these corporations in buying their goods. And speaking of, you know, flying, my son, Michael, also told me last week that they are now in the process of starting to require immunizations, vaccines, if you will, to get on a jet. This is coming up shortly for international flights. They're going to immunize people for hepatitis A. Now, if that isn't a reason to not fly, I don't know what is. But
well,
again,
let me tell you, when I had my son here in Phoenix a few years back, they wouldn't let him out of the hospital till he had a hepatitis shot.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong here, Michelle, but I believe that you can put up a fight against that and sign a waiver? Because I know that there's three rounds of vaccinations that these infants get at 6, 12, and 18 months, and this is causing autism. It's causing the amount of autism because they're putting thimerosal in the vaccines. So, yes, they say, oh, well, you can't get out of the hospital until you have this vaccination or you have your Social Security card or whatever. And the populace at large doesn't know that there's any other way. They usually just, you know, bow down and say, okay. But I believe you can fight that. I don't believe it's a law. I think it's a policy. I could be wrong. I'm not sure.
Well, the reality is, living in a border state here, we have a whole load of other diseases that are coming through. I mean, we've got the West Nile virus that, when I'm from Chicago, I never heard of the West Nile virus before. And there's other diseases that I know that the doctors are probably trained in knowing that, you know, people can come down with these things, but I don't think they're openly telling the public. They're just trying to immunize you. My husband, who's about 51 years old, just recently got his another TB shot, a hepatitis shot, and the chickenpox shot. At 51 years old, I mean, the reason why they're getting these shots is because, you know, you go to the doctor and you just trust your doctor. I mean, nowadays, if you go to your doctor and they say, well, you know, you're due for a hepatitis shot or you're due for this shot, you know, Americans just sort of trust your doctor and you say, oh, okay, well, I'm ready for the shot, and you get the shot without realizing why are you getting that shot. And, you know, the doctors and the, you know, the, you've got pharmaceutical companies that are making money. You've got doctors. Everybody follow the money. Everybody is making money off this stuff. And they've programmed American people not to ask questions. And if you ask questions or you rock the boat, as they say, then you're really not a good person. They don't want to talk to you, or they'll put you in a list where you're a troublemaker or you're a vigilante or you're a racist. They don't want you to question anything. They want you to walk around, accept what you're being told to take, and not ask any questions. And the problem is, I'm not that way, you're not that way, and more Americans are finally waking up, because the reality is, this country is for we the people of the United States. This is our country, for the legal citizens, and we own this country. This is the same as owning your own home, and you own your children. Your children are yours, not that they're property, okay? I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying you have every right to question what happens in your nation, in your country, and what's happening to you without being charged with being a bad person. And Americans need to stop being afraid. That's what this people, I don't mean to go on and on, but I have neighbors that didn't know that they could actually call their congressperson up and complain to them. They were afraid to do that. In fact, like you said earlier, only up until a couple years ago, you yourself were one of those people that were sitting around not knowing what was going on. I admit, me too. I didn't know that I could call my senators. Well, when I found out I could call and talk to them about everything, believe me, I'm making the phone calls. And more Americans are waking up realizing, hey, I can make those phone calls. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to tell them what you think, because you are paying them. And they are not producing for you. They're taking from you and your family.
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you said that they're giving you these shots, but they're not telling you why. And the reason that they're giving these shots is because of this influx of diseases coming from over the border.
Absolutely, and they're coming in. They know these diseases are coming in. And instead of these people coming in properly and these people paying the fines to get tested or what have you, they're imposing all of that onto us. And by not even telling us, they're not only imposing the fine, but it's almost a death sentence to some people, too. You don't know how far some of these diseases are affecting the American child's brain or their spine or mothers who may be pregnant who will be getting these diseases that are coming over the border. Americans, we've eradicated diseases like tuberculosis. These things were taken away. We've worked very hard to get, I mean, you remember back in the days, TB was huge. It's coming back with the force now. And instead of people coming out talking about it, it's taboo to talk about diseases, because then you're talking about human beings who should be treated like people, and we should just absorb this and treat everybody equally. That's the way that we're being trained to think, and that's unacceptable. That is unacceptable, and to me that's, you know, I hate to use the word socialism type of thing, but that's sort of where this is going.
Well, we need to wake the American people up and train them to critically think as you do and
absolutely.
As I do.
Well, think right. about this, too. In college, we are told to look at statistics. We're told to think critically, critical thinking about certain aspects when you're dealing with college papers or theses. But it's funny that once you leave those institutions, well, that was when I went to school. I don't know what they're teaching them today. But I don't know if they're expecting them not to think and not to rationalize and not to use statistics just to...
They're expecting them to buy, to consume. All right, we got to take a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my passionate guest, Michelle Delacroce. When we get back, we'll go to Dylan in Texas, then John in Texas. So stick with us, guys. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Michelle Delacroce is not making nice. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We're back. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go right to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on with Michael and Michelle. Go ahead.
Howdy, y'all. Michelle, you're a very, very intelligent woman. I really appreciate you saying things like, that's not my forte, or that I'm not an expert in that, and then you don't comment on that. A lot of people who have a lot of knowledge don't know to do that sometimes.
Thank you, sir.
The Richard from Alabama, if I'm correct, Richard, the last caller.
Yes.
He pointed out some real good things, and y'all took it and ran with it. And I just want to say that, yes, we are in subjugation, and the nations are independent of states. The nation, the English-speaking nation that established the state that became the United States, supposedly on a premise of putting the Creator before any king, that we would all be kings in our own homes, and we kept a government in a box, in a tight box, and that's what the Bill of Rights is actually a Ten Commandment for government.
Mm-hmm.
Ten Commandments for government. Read the preamble to the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights has its own preamble. And Richard pointed out the scenario of in Palestine right now, the Palestinians, they're in a literal caged, practically a box. They're a literal cage inside their own countries because the government there is totally out of control. It's totally out of the box. And we're in a transition period from when our forefathers had the government in the box, and now the government has been out of the box. We're not completely in the box yet like the Palestinians in Palestine, but we are in subjugation. And Michelle, I appreciate your efforts. And do you have a website?
Yeah, it's called mothersagainstillegalaliens.org.
Mothersagainstillegalaliens.org.
Right.
And it's never too little. It's never too late. One foot in front of the other. One foot in front of the other. That's
all we can do.
Yeah.
And
bless
pray to
y'all.
God, because I do believe what you said is true. I believe in God, and I believe our country was, the premise of our country was based on the belief that we were one nation under God. And the power is there. We just have to pray, believe, and we do have to come together as a nation. The people, all of us, have to come together to protect what's here. And I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dylan. Appreciate your input. Let's go to John in Texas. John, you're on with Michael and Michelle. Go ahead.
I have some statements to make and maybe a couple of questions. Back to the, I'm really concerned about the school. My son's 9 years old and he's in school, but I pulled him out of there about a year ago, and now we do homeschooling. But even he notices from a lot of things, and you can't talk to anybody about what's going on because no one really seems to understand. I'm really amazed that either they don't understand or. I just don't get the whole.
Well, you seem pretty young, and if you've got a 9-year-old, you're probably in your 30s or 40s. Am I right?
That's correct.
Okay, so you're about where I'm at. What I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to share with you what's happening to me here in Phoenix. Same thing here. I know what's going on. You know what's going on. I didn't pull my kids out to do homeschooling, but a lot of people have done that, and the reason why they've done it are the same reasons why we're talking about now. The problem is a lot of people want to be in their little cliques. So a lot of people are afraid to be alienated from their friends, and wives are afraid of being alienated from their girlfriends at school. I mean, it sounds stupid. You'd think we would have passed that stuff in high school, but it happens as adults, and it's happening with our children in the school districts. A lot of the schools, though, themselves have been taken over by really liberal superintendents and principals, and the message is that, as we talked about way earlier in this program, you've got groups like Mecha and LULAC. They've infiltrated the educational process. You look at the books that the kids are being presented with. For instance, my children are pretty young. They're dealing with the book. It's called Coughlin Mifflin. I think that's how you say it. The book series that they're using to teach them reading. In those books, there's a lot of references to Jose and Marco, and they even use words that are in Spanish here and there. My daughter, who was in second grade, she brought home a piece of paperwork that her number 8 could be Ocho. And, I mean, I've got other papers, too, here in Phoenix. The homework comes home in Spanish and English in some of the sections where there's primarily a lot of illegal alien children that only speak Spanish. So what's happening is our schools have been taken over. And for parents like you and me, it's hard to find support sometimes when we're in the school districts. And our poor children, unfortunately, this is why I started my group. Our children are the victims. They're using our children while they're out of our control, out of home, when we put them in the schools, and they're brainwashing our kids. And I can't believe I'm saying that word, but it's true. Last week, my kids were in lunch, and it's primarily all speaking English. Everybody speaks English in the school. There's black kids, there's white kids, there's Chinese kids in this school. Not any that I know of right now that speak Spanish, as in the inner city of Phoenix. But at lunch, they said, and my kids are pretty good. They know what I do, so they clue me in what's happening at school all the time. But they told the kids, hey, listen, if you want to take your lunch and learn Espanol, you can move over to this section of the lunchroom. And I'm going to talk to the principal about this. I haven't done it yet, but I find it very upsetting to me as a parent because they're usurping my authority as a parent to trick my kids and also to make my child feel as though he doesn't fit in. And that's a very good way to have the majority of the kids all go one way, because if one kid or a group of kids goes to that area to learn Espanol, you know all the other kids are going to follow because they're just children. And it's easier to teach them to be sheeple at the age of 8 than to change you and I. So they're doing this to our children in the school systems, and yet a lot of parents don't pay attention, or they're working, like I said earlier, there's two dual families working, or you've got a lot of people that have a lot of money. A lot of women that their husbands make good money, they stay home. You know, they don't want to rock the boat. What do they care? So this is what we're dealing with. And in one hand, yeah, there's a lot of lazy Americans, I hate to put it that way, that are not waking up and they think, oh, it's not going to touch me. Because right now they might live in their gated community, or they might have their nice car, or they don't realize how easily everything that we have can be taken from us. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Anything else you want to add, John?
Just one more question. I was wondering, what you guys think about the people who are actually running the Bilderberger Group, or people who are actually running the United States? Do you think they're moving out of the United States, and that's why they're demoralizing us by moving illegal aliens in the dollar? And
That's a very good question. Well, I forgot the country that President Bush just bought a whole bunch of land. So he's
Paraguay.
Yeah, so he's over there, and you've got people who are the Bilderbergers and the Rockefellers and such. You know they've got places around the world, no doubt. I mean,
yeah, no, they have no loyalty. These people have no loyalty to this nation. They are globalists. They are a global elite. There's no sovereignty. They want to take this nation down. They've been doing it for a long time. It is in their plans to do, and they are implementing their plan, and we are seeing it as we live right now.
Well, the reason why I think it's happening faster is because we've had the Internet. Think all these years, this has been a planned effort for generation after generation. This didn't just happen over the last 20 years with the Bilderbergers and stuff. But what's happened is it's taken them a long time because information didn't move as quickly back in the day. And now you have more people within the last 5 to 10 years specifically. That's why things are moving so, so quickly, because we can immediately send you, I mean, I can send you an email right now with something that just happened in Phoenix that you will not see on the nightly news. And that's how Americans are now getting their news. We're sharing our data banks. We're sharing information. We're talking to each other. The problem is Congress is going to probably try to put something on stopping that as well. Believe me, they're going to try to stop any efforts or fine us or make us pay a fee for maybe as many emails as we send out. I mean, think about it. Right now, we can send out as many emails as we want in a day for information. Sooner or later, they're going to curtail that because that'll be a way for them to tax us. One thing I want to say. Remember when we used to get the debit cards? Remember when they first came out years ago? They were free to take your money out, put money in. It was free because they wanted us to get used to using the debit card. Now, if you don't use your debit card at your particular bank, you get charged a $2 fee.
Right.
So Internet is right now sort of like the cash station card in the beginning. It's free for right now. We're all getting hooked on it. We're depending on it. Eventually, they're going to charge us for it, I believe. I mean, I hope not, but...
Well, you made a good point, though, Michelle, because, you know, these people, well, let's see, how do I want to put this? The bottom line is they're taking this country down. They're doing it by design. They have no sovereignty to it. They are all about the money. You keep saying follow the money, okay? That's exactly what you have to do with these people. You know, the country, if we do not stand up and wake up our fellow Americans and do something about it, it is gone. Period. End of story. It's
true,
flat gone.
But the question people have is this. You wake everybody up. Everybody's talking about this. We all know what's happening. And still everybody's sitting in their chair twiddling their thumbs, scared, going, okay, I know about this. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but what can we do? Nobody knows what they can do.
Right, but the other point I wanted to make is on the Internet. You know, this whole agenda has been tossed into high gear since 9/11. And by the way, that was pre-planned. Okay, the PNAC documents show this was their plan to begin with. But it's been thrust into high gear partly because of the Internet, because, yes, there are people waking up. There's a lot of people waking up. And, yes, they basically want to take down the Internet. I mean, yes, they want to charge you for it, but they'd ultimately like to take it down because this venue, this mode of communications has been their Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm.
Take Ron Paul, for example. This guy started out, I believe, at 60-1 Las Vegas odds, and the last figure I heard is he's down to 3-1. They do not want this man in office, and the reason he's got to the place he is, and the reason he's got so many contributions, and the reason he is becoming a front runner now is because of the Internet, and that guy scares the hell out of them because he's the only candidate on either side of the aisle, that is telling the truth, and these other candidates don't even know how to handle this guy. So, you know, you're right dead on with the point that it is in high gear, but it's time, and I've heard this so many times, and I know you have too, where you go out and you talk to somebody, well, you know, you're depressing me. I really don't want to hear about it. Well, I'm sorry, but we have to tell you now. We have to continue to tell you about it. We have to slap you up the side of the head or beat you in the head if we have to wake you up to get you to realize
because
you're losing your flaming
because,
country.
Because we
yes.
love you, right? There I said, we're doing this because we love you. It's going to hurt us more than it's going to hurt you.
Right. Okay, John, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the input. Let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael and Michelle. Go ahead.
Good afternoon,
hello.
Michael.
Hey, Don, how you doing? I got your stuff in the mail. Matter of fact, I was going to read an article out of here. I've never seen this paper before, but at any rate,
well,
what you got for us to – go ahead.
Bon appetit, so to say.
Yes, sir.
I'm being a little facetious. I apologize. it was intended for your purview, and whatever you decide on, that's what I intended it for. It's preceding a much larger document package, though. So be aware and
okay.
Stay heads up, because as I promised early on, a long time ago, I had something for you, and it's taken a while to perfect it. With respect to everything that you're talking about and more right now, I just wanted to make a quick note here. I just thought of something. I believe your guest might benefit from reading a couple of articles, a couple of books that have been written by at least one of your former guests, and that would be Charlotte Iserby, as well as B.K. Eckerman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are two leading individuals, these two ladies, that are very knowledgeable of the evolution of the devolution of our American education system and its roots. And I think therein lies the tantamount problem, so to say, in that we have a dumbed-down society and the reason therefore. And that's what I thought, and I thought I'd just share that with you, because I think this is something that the young lady would appreciate reading and helping her gain some insight on an already, if she hasn't already done this, on an already growing problem.
Well, I appreciate that. If you don't mind emailing me those book titles, I'd be looking into those. And my email address is mothersagainstillegalaliens@cox.net.
At what dot net?
Cox. C like in Charlie. O X like in X-ray.
What Michelle doesn't yet know, okay, is she's going to be up on my show again in the not-too-distant future, and some of the things that if she's not aware, you know, I'm going to provide for her. For her
you are very kind. You are a friend.
That's okay. Okay, Don. Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Listen, I wanted to touch real quick. We haven't got a lot of time left, but I wanted to touch real quick. I got another email from Randy in Ohio. It says, hey, Mike, did you see that Dream Shamnesty Illegal Immigration Act is back? So
yeah.
Urge everyone. Yeah, yeah. Tell the listeners a little bit about this new Dream Act that's
back. Well, I just talked about that a little bit ago. What we have acting right now is the vote is, I'm reading here from Numbers USA. It says it's a vote standalone Dream Act amnesty bill. They're going to try to do that this week. Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid, he's evoked Senate Rule S. 2205, and he's trying to assist Dick Durbin. He's from Illinois on this new Dream Act, and it's imperative that everybody call their senators and tell them to kill this thing dead in its tracks. It's S2205. They can go to Numbers USA to get more information about this. The Dream Act, what that essentially does is it gives children that have crossed the border illegally while they were born in Mexico or they might have been born from another country anywhere, but they then are given the opportunity to go to our colleges. They sort of have a fast-track way of getting citizenship here. They have to jump through a few hoops, but the reality is that we cannot allow children to be manipulated or to be used as a weapon or to be used in any source. And it's a sad thing that they were brought here, but the reality is they are the responsibility of the country that they came from. They're the responsibility of their parents. And our country needs to stand strong on this because, again, the Dream Act, what that does is that these children that are here illegally are going to take spots in colleges that belong to children that are legally residing in the states and in this country. And it's not fair that American children are going to be turned away so that legal children will be turned away so that an illegal alien child, through the Dream Act, will be able to, you know, get this spot. And granted, they're smart. I'm sure that these children are smart. I'm not saying that, you know, they aren't capable of achieving high marks or high dreams, but the reality is they don't belong in this country, and the opportunities afforded in this country to children in our higher learning institutions belong to the children that are legally residing and legally in the United States. So vote no. Call your congressman.
Doesn't it just amaze you how they come up with these wonderful names, the Dream Act? I mean, as Randy puts it, he said it's not a dream, it's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, or the Patriot Act, that if you don't go along with this, you're not a patriot. You know, or the No Child Left Behind Act, which means that nobody's going to get left behind because they're not going to teach you anything, and everybody's going to pass. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And here we go. The average dumbed down, mind numb, propagandized American says, "Oh, that sounds good," because they don't read. Nobody reads. Unless, and I find this to be true, unless somebody puts it out on a DVD now, nobody even looks at it. You know? I mean, nobody will sit down and read an article. And this is why you get lambasted. And I don't know about you, but I get lambasted at least twice a week by the Arizona Republic, you know, calling me up on the phone, wanting me to subscribe to their propagandic newspaper.
As long as they spell your name right, just make sure they keep calling.
Okay. Be back in three final seconds. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Michelle. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And so is Michelle Delacrosse. I'm sorry about that. Michelle, kudos go out to my listeners. I've got a very, very, at least my veteran listeners are very up to speed. They know what's going on. For the benefit of the new listeners, they're catching on. But anything that you want to add today, Michelle, that you that we haven't covered?
Nope. We've done pretty good today.
I'll agree with that, and I'll tell you what, you are one fiery, passionate lady, and I am glad that you are on our team. And as I mentioned before, yes, I will talk to you off the air, and I will have you on again, because in this fight, and it's an info war, folks, we all know that, but it's also a war that we do not have to shoot bullets, okay? We can do this just by our actions of not complying with what it is that they try to fear-monger us into doing. We all know that. Just don't do what they want us to do. You know, take the Real ID Act here. I'm sure you're familiar with the Real ID Act that's going in next year, Michelle, where you won't be able to get on an airplane. You won't be able to go in a federal building, which is no big deal to me. But, you know, ultimately you won't be able to get on a bus, train, or any mode of transportation unless you have this new ID card, which comes in the form of driver's license. You're aware of that, right?
Mm-hmm. I know.
And ultimately, you know, as they implement these things, then once we have them, then they step it up. First,
well,
it's not.
You know,
being...
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you know what's funny? Remember Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall?
Yes.
Well, you know, maybe it was very easy for him to do that movie, since it looks like our country is going to be going into something similar like that, probably down in the near future.
Yeah, and now he's the governor, and it almost seems like he knew this was coming, because some of the draconian legislation he's trying to implement is, you know, I mean, he's goose stepping right along. And by the way, are you aware that his father was a member of the German SS?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is my thing that I think is wrong. I do not believe that. I think that there's one thing our forefathers did that was not right, or maybe it's in the records and they've covered it up somewhere, but I don't believe that anybody who serves in any office that has anything to do with making laws or governing the people should have anybody that was someone from another nation that was not born here first and was a true citizen who took that position. For instance, I think you've got a lot of problems with people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and there's other governors throughout the nation that are from other countries that they come here and they bring their socialist views, their socialist mentality, and it's basically they don't have a love of being an American. They still are, and it's a fact, they still are from whence they came. I mean, they can come here and they can assimilate and they can become a naturalized citizen and they can, you know, enjoy the benefits, but the reality is they're not pure a blood American born and raised here. You know, it's sort of like being a stepchild, basically, if you will. And, you know, there's just still not that love of holding this country together. That's why, in my opinion, they said you have to be a true-born citizen to be president of the United States to lead this country. But the problem is we've got a president right now that, you know, has just basically figured that our Constitution is just a piece of paper, doesn't care if anchor babies are in his cabinet or not, and allows our borders to remain open even after a 9/11 terrorist attack. And me being a former Air Force veteran, I know that you secure your perimeter when you're being attacked, and we've never secured our perimeter. Getting back to Arnold Schwarzenegger and all of the people, I believe that anybody who's in any office should be a natural-born person here legally, and those should be the people in office, and that's why we have part of our problem.
Great point. Well, Michelle De La Crosse, I want to thank you so much for taking up your time to come on this show and bring your information to my listening audience. And
thank
I
you.
Will
it was a
have
pleasure
you.
Being with you. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, Michelle De La Crosse, ladies and gentlemen, I give accolades to that lady. She is passionate, and she believes, and she's going for it, which is what I preach all the time. End of another day. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stadtmiller. Sure, we'll have a good show today. Tomorrow, we've got Vicki Davis coming up, www.channelingreality.com. Stick around. We'll have another good one. I will see you tomorrow. Bye.
If I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. With